Well, productive day two for us, adding four players, all of whom we're really excited about having the Cleveland Browns here and bringing into our locker room. I think the common theme amongst all these young men, really passionate about football, productive in their college careers, high energy, guys that will bring some great leadership to our team and to our locker room. I'm going to let Andrew talk about them individually, and then we'll take questions after that. Hugh obviously will add in as well.
Yeah, so we'll start with Emmanuel. Obviously, we're really excited to add him to our outside linebacker unit. Has an exceptional combination of power, speed, and athleticism, and we think he'll be able to add some pass rush ability to our team. Carl, real unique story, sort of a self-made college player, former walk-on who played his way into a scholarship. Obviously, had a big senior year this past season. Love his length, love his motor, love his production. We think he can provide some great interior push for us along our defensive line. To talk a little bit about Sean Coleman, love his length, his feet, his athleticism. Can really sort of play each tackle spot on our offense. Real excited to add him to the mix. A good young football player for us. And then Cody. We're real excited to add him to our quarterback group, one of the most accurate passers in college football, plays a pro-style game, and I know he's happy.
Extremely. Okay, obviously, I mean, whatever questions you guys have, I think AB kind of summed up all of the draft picks, so let's have at it.
When you had some other quarterbacks on the board, what made you pick him over all those other guys.
Because this guy, young man, has pinpoint accuracy. 88 touchdowns, 19 interceptions over 3 years. Tremendous, tremendous touchdown interception ratio. Knows how to play in a pro-style offense. Has a lot of the characteristics that we look for in a quarterback. I think he has great poise, pocket presence, works at the game, comes early, stays late. He's everything that I think you look for in a quarterback. And doing a lot of work on him, it showed that way. And at the end of the day, it's a young man that's on our football team. Excited, very excited about him.
How much do you measure in the fact that maybe he doesn't have ideal measurables? Height, big arm?
Yeah, that's never been the deal for me. It's about playing quarterback. You know, can you play quarterback and win, you know, in this league? And do you have the characteristics that we feel are very important? And when we had the opportunity to just keep working through it all, you know, working through our process, Cody Kessler was the guy for us.
How do you separate?
Yeah, a lot of USC quarterbacks seem to not do well in the NFL with all that great talent around them out there. So how do you, try to project what he's going to do from that?
I think that's a great question, but I think what's more important is just putting him in the right environment and giving him a chance to do the things that he does well. And just like I think with any quarterback, you know, I think it's giving them opportunity to be successful with the environment that you create for them. Every quarterback's not the same. Every quarterback that's in our quarterback room is not the same. So my job is to make sure with our coaching staff that we give them an opportunity to do what they do well so they have an opportunity to win and have an opportunity to compete.
Sean Coleman's got an incredible backstory here. Can you just take us through, how he stood out to you guys and what it means for a kid to overcome what he has over the last couple of years?
Yeah, not only what he's overcome, but who he's been at Auburn. He's been a kid that when our scouts got on campus, everybody was talking about as one of the leaders of that program. So great off and on field character. Again, a common theme amongst the young men that we brought into our locker room over the last couple days, and we'll add some more like this in the next couple days. As AB said, in terms of a player, power, agility, great length, potential ability to play both the left and the right side. He's playing left. We'll let him come in and probably start competing here at the right side of our offensive line. But love everything about the young man and the fact that he's overcome adversity and really arisen as a leader within his program is a testament to his character.
You're looking at the different quarterbacks in this draft. What's the first thing you look at in terms of trying to figure out what's the best guy that
accuracy? Can he throw the ball straight and accurate to the person that he's throwing it to. Because if you can't do that, you can't play in a National Football League very long. So he does that as well as anybody, in my opinion, in this draft.
And that's what stood out to you?
No question.
This is for Sashi and Hugh. You now have a pretty crowded quarterback room, five guys. I know you just took a kid, but you plan on keeping five guys here for a while, or do you think you might need to do something here in the next couple of days?
We don't feel like we need to do anything in the next couple of days. We like the idea of competition. We talked about that, I think, when Hugh arrived on campus here back in January. That's exactly what we wanted to do, which was breed some competition within our locker room by adding a lot of young men that are passionate about playing the game and not afraid of the competition. So we like that, and I know all of our guys in our locker room are be excited to add Cody to the mix.
You mentioned Kessler played a pro-style type of that program has long been known for that. Do you see him as more than just a developmental long-term prospect, or can he come in here and what are his limits just right off the bat?
Well, I think what's most important is not to try to, see what he's going to be. Let's give him an opportunity to compete and see where he is, Obviously, we're bringing him for a reason, because we think that he has the characteristics that we look for. Hopefully that we're right, and he will ascend up the ladder, but he's going to have to compete and earn it and do the things that we think he can do. And again, I think we all know at SC they play in a lot of different styles. They do play in the I formation. That was years ago. They're still a kind of spread-out football team, and they distribute the ball around all around the field. So he's had a lot of backgrounds and a lot of different systems as well. So I think this young man is going to compete. But, again, he's got to do it, and we're going to give him an opportunity to do it.
Sashi, on Coleman, the fact that he was, had leukemia for 3 years, do you think he's just now coming into his own because he's only been a starter for a couple years?
We hope he's got a lot of room for development. We expect that, as all these young men do, but in particular Sean. I also think as he gets into our system, Coach Hal Hunter, Mark as well, and Pep will put him in positions where he can be successful. We do see some upside in him, certainly.
Andrew, where do you see Nassib fitting? Is he an end? Is he an outside linebacker? And is there any concern that he was kind of a one-year wonder kind of guy?
Well, so ultimately, where Nassib plays is going to be determined by Hugh and the defensive staff, but we certainly think that he'll provide some interior pass rush in our defense. No concerns about him being a one-year wonder. He was one of the most productive players in college football this year, and we think his skill set will translate very effectively at our level.
Do you see him as an end or a linebacker?
I see him as an end, and then in a 4-3 scheme he can do some other things. But the guy had 15 and a half sacks, and he plays extremely hard and is very important to him. And those are the kind of guys that we want on campus. I think this campus term has really came out. This is the kind of guy we want on campus because he kind of embodies what I'm looking for. The guy plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, and he's played extremely well at a high level in the Big Ten. So at the same time, I know everybody says one-year wonders, and sometimes it's great to find guys that are one-year wonders. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of different variables that might have caused that. But this guy got the goods. He's got a chance. Again, when we talk about all these guys, every last one of them, we're giving them an opportunity. They have to do it. And we see the characteristics in them. That's going to give them a chance to hopefully compete on our football team.
We saw you with the high-profile quarterbacks. We saw you front and center on national TV. And Pep Hamilton squirted the water on the footballs and stuff. So with Kessler, how extensive was the process that you guys had with him pre-draft, and how did he react to whatever you guys threw at him?
Very. He reacted really well. Remember, I got to see him face-to-face right here in my office for quite a while and spend quite a bit of time with him. And obviously, I have connections at USC. And again, this young man has proven to be exactly what I think he is over his career. You said it. I was at the other young men's workouts. Obviously, they were drafted earlier, and they're going to have a tremendous career. But we really think that this guy is the right fit for us and for our football team.
When somebody picks to go, the surprise nationally was that Kessler was taken in the third round. What was the urgency in your mind to leave tonight with Kessler?
Because we wanted to add another quarterback to our room, and we thought it was the right time for this guy to be on our football team.
production drop.
I'm sorry?
Kessler's production drop from 2014 to 2015. Uh-huh. What was in play there?
Coaching change. Coaching change. It makes a huge difference. I mean, whether it's anywhere across the National Football League or college football, I think that all affects every man and young man differently, you know, and obviously you change systems. You do things a little bit different than what you've been accustomed to. But at the same time, he was still very accurate, almost completed 68% of his passes. I mean, the guy has had a tremendous career. And I understand where everybody's coming from, but you got to trust me on this one. This is a guy that we feel very comfortable with, and we think he's going to have an opportunity to ascend.
One of the points along those lines, sorry to interrupt, but on that production drop and the coaching change, is it possible that was to the Browns' benefit in terms of him falling? Did that hurt his stock, perhaps, that along the lines of Hackenberg, I guess? You know, coaching change, production change, you guys get a guy at a better rate.
Could be. I mean, it could be that's what it is, but that was the right time. Based on the other guys that were picked before him for our football team, this is where we saw him at, and this is where we're drafting him at, and hopefully he's going to do exactly what I think he's capable of doing.
You got a guy who led the nation in receiving touchdowns. You got two of the highest sack leaders in the nation. You got a guy that you described as one of the most accurate passers in the country. Is this, you're always going to be tagged with analytics. Is that a product of that, or is it a product of looking and seeing a guy's production and that would translate to the NFL?
Yeah, everything we do here really is based in traditional methods of scouting, which is watching the tape, getting to the schools and make sure that you feel the player's teammates, his coaches, his academic advisors as well. So that's really the core of our evaluation. And then we'll watch the tape, obviously, here from Berea with our coaches and scouts as well to decide which of these gentlemen, you know, that are out there we want to add to our roster. We always want to see a player do what we'd like him to do in the pros on tape. And so there's no question in our mind the fact that a player was productive in college is something that is an added benefit to us.
Obviously, we had you guys up here earlier when you drafted Emmanuel, and then we talked to him afterwards. He had mentioned that he really didn't have any much interaction with you guys. How do you, like, you know, it's like, again, some picks, Hugh, you're going flying out everywhere, and you have a guy here who's a second-round pick that apparently, I don't know, how much did you talk to him, said there wasn't any visits or workouts. So how do you, like, decide which ones to see and which ones not to see, I guess?
Yeah, I'd say it's a function of a number of different things that I'm not going to go into in sort of specific ordering. But in Emmanuel's case, we had a number of different touches with him throughout the fall and throughout the spring. So even though he may not have had as public of an exposure to the three of us up here, saw plenty of our scouting and coaching staff throughout the fall, throughout the combine process. We met with him in Indianapolis, so we feel very comfortable with the player we're bringing aboard.
Sasha, can you take us through that trade at 77? Was Cody an option then, and did you feel that you were comfortable enough that he was going to be there when you did trade back?
Oh, we did feel like we could trade back and still get Cody, and so we were able to execute that and pick up an additional pick.
Was Miles Jack in your discussion in the second round, and was it tough to watch a guy like that sort of go through what he did because of something that's out of his control, you know, injury?
Yeah, no, it is tough. Very talented young man, dynamic player in college, obviously, on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. We wish him the best in Jacksonville. He has always been in the discussion, really. Player of that caliber is someone that you're going to talk about.
Hugh, when you talked to Nassib about, did he bring up the O'Brien said I'd never play in the NFL thing?
No, he didn't bring that up. When we called him, what was really interesting, the guy was so excited, you know, to have this opportunity. And you can just hear everybody in the background really excited for him, and we are very excited that he's here.
Sasha, you guys are in a similar position going into tomorrow as we were today, your first two picks. Do you anticipate making those picks, or will you field a lot of calls for those picks?
You know, I don't know how many calls will come in. We will explore our options. There are, again, going home tonight. We feel good about a couple players that will be available to us at 99 and 100. So we'll regroup in tonight. We'll talk a little bit and regroup in the morning, and then make our decisions. And obviously, I'm sure there'll be some teams that'll call just to inquire whether they can trade up to those positions.
You, I think countywide, I think Cody had four coaches in 5 years at USC. I don't know how many offensive coordinators or how many different systems was he going through like that.
I think he's probably played in four different systems. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously. I think Kim Helton was not holdover who called the plays, obviously, but I think he kind of adapted the system the last couple of years to fit the other young men that were on the football team. And so normally, you know, when you do things, you really do it around the quarterback. And so it was a little different for him, but I think he handled it well. And, you know, part of this, whether it's the National Football League or college football nowadays, you got to be able to handle the adjustments, you know, when things do change, and he's done that.
Josh, is there an ideal number of picks that you'd like to make for the for a complete draft? And can there be too many? Like, is 13 too many, or is that okay?
No, 13 is not too many. I wouldn't say there's an ideal number that we target. We do like having a number of picks, but I wouldn't say there's a number that we target to make high or low.
Anything else?
Yeah, you guys have talked. I mean, this is a long-term deal in terms of drafting for now in the future, but what does this draft with the guys you've picked so far do for right now? What does this draft do for 2016?
Yeah, I think it, and Hugh can talk to this a bit too, but this adds a number of young, passionate, competitive football players who have been tough and productive in their college careers that we think are going to make great Cleveland Browns for us from time to come and add competition to our locker room at some positions, frankly, where we wanted to add some talent. And so whether it's Corey yesterday, Emmanuel, Carl, Cody, you know, today we felt good about all those guys, and Sean certainly was someone we didn't feel like would be there at that place in the draft, and we feel like he's going to add as well with his other teammates here some pop on the offensive line.
One more. Do you forget, you know, the guard or tackle?
Tackle, and we'll see where